And let's see if we could jump on with Joe here.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well. Come into your world, so to speak. I guess through Tony Robbins, I did the virtual UPW in July. And it's been a life-changing experience. And it's been actually kind of overwhelming, to be honest, because I've been pulling in a lot of stuff going on this personal development journey. And there was a point where it was just way too much. So I took some of your advice where I had to start throwing things away that really weren't, I guess, important enough to me, that weren't really serving me. So I feel like I've gone through a somewhat of a transformation where I've gained a lot of the insights from you and from all these different sources, things I've been reading. And I think I'm struggling with really taking action on some things. I don't know that it's necessarily a lack of confidence per se, because I do have confidence in a lot of areas. But I mean, public speaking is something that I'm not really, I would say, haven't really been good at. It's not something that I've done. I mean, I'm very much an introvert. My profession, I'm a software engineer. I develop apps. I'm very creative. And I love to create things. And I think I'm struggling with really identifying my path and where I'm going. And my personal journey has been through this personal development. It started with, you know, I went through a divorce, and that damaged a relationship with both my kids. I was able to repair it with my youngest daughter. My oldest daughter is still not speaking to me. So there's a lot of challenge there with trying to repair that. But there's something that seems to keep pulling me back into this space of either sharing that story or something in the realm of this personal development. I don't know if it's just my own personal interest, because that's where I am currently. And I feel I have developed a good understanding of really getting deep inside of myself and, you know, issues within me that I've been confronting and changing. And I believe there's some things I could share that maybe would help others as well. I just don't know if that's really what I'm meant to do, but I keep coming back to it.
Well, first off, Joe, thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for sharing. And congratulations on this journey looking inward, because most of the times when things go sideways, we look outward. We look whose fault it is, what went wrong, who let you down, who didn't try. And the only way to fix ourselves and heal is to look inward. And that's the journey you're on. So I congratulate you. You know, sometimes, especially us men, sometimes we get too proud. It's like, no, I got this. And you're not. I can hear it in your voice. I could hear it in your journey. And I can also only imagine how difficult that is with your oldest daughter. And how old is your oldest daughter?
She's 21.
She's 21.
Yeah.
And how old's your youngest?
My youngest is 19. And they're two very different individuals, personality wise. And my oldest daughter, Kayla, I mean, she is much more emotional, where my younger girl, Shannon, is much more intellectual. And I think she kind of has faced the separation and divorce more in an intellectual manner, and is able to reconnect with me on commonality between her and I. But Kayla and I, we've always had challenges over the years. I think, you know, and as I've reflected on myself, I've seen ways in which I've maybe been detrimental to our relationship, and that kind of carried through with the divorce.
So let me ask you, in this personal development journey, if you don't mind being vulnerable here, I know there's a lot of people watching, what have you recognized that you could potentially do different to mend or repair that relationship with your older daughter? Can I ask you, with your ex-wife, is that relationship toxic, in the middle, not at all?
We're actually, if anything, we were in better terms maybe than we've been in a long time when we were married. And I think the relationship between my ex-wife and Kayla, they're very protective of one another. And Kayla, I think, is a little bit, I really don't know. I mean, I don't know if she's afraid or doesn't necessarily want there to be this relationship between my ex-wife and me. So there's a lot of conflict there.
So I'm just gonna dig here. I have some thoughts because I've been through these experiences and I've helped people through these same exact experiences. But I don't have all your history. We don't have 4 hours here, so I don't want to jump ahead. Please stop me if I'm saying anything that doesn't align with you. But what if you spent the next 60 days taking the relationship with your ex to a true friendship? Is that possible? Is there too many burned bridges? Was there too much pain on the way out? And what does that look like? Now, I'll ask you that, then I want to share something else. Is that possible in any way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we're pretty close to that already. I mean, it's not like we do things outside of, things around our kids.
Yeah, and I'm not saying to do anything, but here's what I want to tell you. What got me when my children, when I went through a divorce, I just didn't look at one. I looked at the framework through so many different people. I also got counseling. I got separation counseling. I got a child-centered divorce counseling, and I got love counseling. This is, I'm not the type that's going to figure it out all on its own. I want to find people who've already been there. And one of the things that really hit my soul, and I want you to hear this, is that children of divorce sometimes, when not handled properly, can get fragmented, meaning they become one person for mom and they become one person for dad, or in any kind of partnership, mom and mom, whatever it is, right? So they become a person for dad. I know I did that, and I became a person for my mom. Because they weren't completely aligned, I had to be two different people. And then she says, I get these people back at 40 and I'm trying to put them back together. Mm. And that really hit home that I was that way. I had a lie to I learned how to lie because my mom was happy in her new marriage. I had to go home when I was at my dad's house and say, oh yeah, mom's not happy, she's miserable. Because if I told my dad my mom was happy, he'd lose his freaking mind and we'd have a horrible night. And he might take a bat and smash the windows out of our car. So I had to lie to my dad. And then when my dad would lose his mind and do something violent, I had to go home to my mom and lie to her and say dad was fine. I became two different people and I learned how to lie. I was protecting their feelings. I got fragmented and I paid for that. It's probably why I went through a divorce or chose the wrong person and all those types of things, right? When I learned this, I learned that nothing was more important than my children. At the end of my life, I will not care how many millions I made. I won't care that I have 18 businesses and a $50 million house. None of that will matter. I will care as if I did everything in my power to give my kids the tools to live a fulfilled life, to not fragment them, to not put baggage, to not have them think they got to fix me. The way it's supposed to go is parents, we pass it down and then we look down. We're not supposed to repair our parents. I spent my entire teens and 20s trying to support and fix my parents. I was looking up, and that was great. It made me strong in some areas, but also probably the reason I chose the wrong relationship and didn't do things and I transformed, had business figured out. I didn't have that figured out. With that said, it's such powerful knowledge that I knew I had to do something about it. Now, when divorce happens, it is easy to have resentments. It's easy, you did this, I did this, we shouldn't have done this, you might have been unfaithful, or you did, there's a million things in divorce that could go sideways. But when you put your children first, and you're not selfish, and I don't mean you're selfish in any way, you're here working on yourself, man, and you just shared with us. I'm so proud of you. This whole community, people all around the world are proud of you, man. But I'm telling you to dig in to know that putting them as the child, that centered, if you can get your ex on that same page, you and your ex can work to fix the relationship with you and your daughter. I have to tell you that I made a decision to make my ex a friend. Not to conflict, my wife is my number one priority. My wife never feels that there's any love going that way or the wrong attention. It's all for my daughter. I'm transparent. She looks at my phone. She knows when my ex will call about my kids, I stay right there and talk to my wife. When it's birthday time, my wife is shopping with the kids for their mom. But here's what I know is I got my ex on the same page and I said, there's a million ways we can screw this up. There's a million ways we can fight over money or whose fault it is and all those things. And at the end of the day, does any of that matter if we screw up our kids? So right now I have an alliance. I have an ally in my previous wife when it comes to my kids. I don't know about her personal life, and I hope she finds love and she's happy. I hope all of those things. But when it's our kids, we're on the same page. When my daughter's off, something goes sideways with my son, we get on the same page and we tag team and we address it and we get our child back in good graces with both of us because they need both of us. Your daughter needs you, and you know that, and you need her. So this advice could be really off, and maybe it's not possible. I'd love your thoughts on it. But maybe it's trying to get your ex on that same page, because if she understands without her dad, maybe she'll choose the wrong relationship, or maybe she won't trust men, or she'll have issues in her own relationship someday, and you guys could go upstream and solve that now. I went on a rant. That could have been just me, but did any of
it? No, everything you say, I appreciate, and I thank you for all that. I agree with you there that obviously the relationship is important. And I'm from a divorced family, and your story is similar to mine. I mean, I lived in 13 places by the time I was 16, lived with just my mother. My dad left when I was 3, but I had a limited relationship with him. And when I was 18, I decided I wasn't going to have a relationship with him anymore. And I regret that now. And in this journey, I've reflected a lot on that. And I see my daughter, Kayla, going through the same kind of thing. She's a lot like me in that regard. And she's very headstrong.
So why not look through that lens of knowing what she's thinking right now? She saw you do it. She probably heard the story of how you did it. And she built that same strength where she can tuck down an emotion and say, my dad's not a part of my life, I'm out. How do you break that shell? You know, there's a book. Right. There's a book I read when my daughter was young. And you don't have to read it. If you want, you can. But the name of the book is Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. That will make you think. And without reading the book, you understand what that means, right? We have to be strong. We have to be humble. We have to eat crow. We have to do whatever it takes to show our strength. Most people think strength. I thought strength. My dad, here's the crazy part. My dad didn't talk to his father from the age of 14 ever again. Never again in his life. Never talked to him again. When my dad and I went through this, I didn't talk to my dad for 2 years straight when I was in my early 20s. 2 years. And then something happened. I had a dream that he passed away, and I made amends with him, and I forgave him. And maybe he had to forgive me for something too, but it was some... But here's what I know, is it was learned behavior. I saw that my dad and heard that he walked away from his dad. My dad's dysfunctional. I'm going to walk away from him. It doesn't serve anyone, and we know that. So how do you pierce the veil? How do you get your ex to be in alliance with you so you can help your daughter? How do you do the things it takes, whatever it takes? If your daughter refuses you 10 times, try 20. If it's 20 times, try 40. Because the blocks you might have in the other areas of your life could be coming from that one area of your life.
Yeah, I believe that, because that in a year ago was it was a really dark time for me, and that's where a lot of this was really weighing on me, and that kind of led me through the UPW stuff and where I am today. So I've kind of gone through a lot of that, but you're absolutely right, and I always felt like the key to my relationship with Kayla has been my relationship with my ex-wife and her encouragement of Kayla to reconnect with me. And I think my ex is afraid of tarnishing her relationship with Kayla. So there's that complexity too, if she shows.
But what I would do is I would talk to your wife and Google it. Find proof, right? Think of all the things we talked about. Find proof of a daughter that doesn't have a relationship with her father and her mother. What are the negative consequences? Can your wife, if she loves your daughter, which I'm sure she does, could she really look at a piece of paper with 20 things on it on how bad it could go for her daughter if she doesn't have a relationship with her dad? Can she really look at that and ignore it? I doubt it as a parent. But most people, we look away. We don't want to know that. Put it in front of her face in a really polite way and say, I'm ready to take responsibility for my mistakes. I'm ready to step up as a man. I'm ready to admit my faults. I'm willing to say I'm sorry to you 1,000 times over for how we ended up here. But we are here, and our daughters are most important. These are the negative consequences if you and I don't align. You could keep your relationship with her, but what is she going to do when she chooses a man or chooses the wrong man? Or what about when I need to be there to protect her and I'm not? I wanted you to know that we can build this together and we can make it so she has both parents in her life and she won't be fragmented and we could shift it. We made mistakes. Let's not make a mistake with our daughter.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Dean.
There's a million things we could talk about, brother, but if you don't have that relationship with your kids, everything's going to feel 10,000 times heavier, right? Because I know I'm betting at night when you lay your head down or when you wake up in the morning, your daughters are on your mind before you go to bed or when you wake up. Is that true?
Nonstop.
Okay. Yeah. So how can you, if you can't fix the hardest thing, the other things are going to seem way heavier. I'm telling you, man, put all the effort, everything you learned, go full force. Make it so in 90 days from right now or less, you're going to be having breakfast or lunch with your daughter and you're going to be on your way to mending it. And you got people from all around the world and my love and my prayers being sent your way.
Thank you, man.
You got it.
I appreciate
you, man. Guys,
thank you.
Do you see why I love this spontaneous section? We spoke to three incredible people with three stories, all from different backgrounds, all with different tough times, all with different experiences. But the end result, we have the opportunity to shift our thoughts, to shift our story, to shift our capabilities, to shift our why, to shift our focus. And we have the opportunity to solve everything, to overcome anything. It sounds like a dream in some areas, but when we approach it in certain ways, it's our future, and we can predict our future by the work we put in right now. My heart and prayers go out to the three amazing people I talked to, but all of you, because all of you watching in all parts of the world are going through your own thing, and what we decide to do next will determine our future, will determine our outcome. And that's why I love this section. Here's what I'd love to do right now. And I'd love for you to write down the problem that you need to overcome, or that's like, what is the thing standing between you and being an SD, I think that's what you said, Mona, or you and fixing or figuring out your relationship, or you mending some love or connection in your life. What is that thing? And how can we look at it through a new angle with a different set of glasses? How can we attack it from a different perspective of all the things you learned in this course? Let's write that down and let's start crafting that new future, and then we'll be back.